Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of Grant and Danny kicks off here at 1 with the big one, your biggest story in D.C. sports. And today, unquestionably, the Redskins playing the Eagles in primetime takes the cake. J.P. Finley covers the Skins for NBC Sports Washington. He's up north, up 95 in Philadelphia, and he joins us now. JP, if Rob Kelly does go, which is the expectation tonight, how big of a boost is that for the running game? Do we know how much of an upgrade he is at this point over the P. Ryan Brown Thompson triumvirate?
Well, you kind of got to put Chris Thompson in his own category because he's doing different stuff. But I think Rob Kelly is certainly an upgrade over what we've seen of Samaje Perine so far. That's not to suggest, you know, a year from now, even a month from now, Perine can't be a different player. But I think Kelly can break more tackles than we've seen from Perine, and I think that will be an asset, especially on some of these, what we see a lot of are first down runs that don't get a lot of push, and so you're looking at second and eight. I think Kelly will be able to give you maybe it's not a big difference, but if you get second and seven, second and six instead of second and nine, second and eight, the coaching staff really appreciates that. They think it makes the offense flow significantly better.
John Paul Jones, Finley, who's out tonight that we know of? Who are the guys that aren't going to go?
The only one we know for sure, you know, of worth talking about is Josh Norman. Everybody else is questionable, and I would suggest that they're probably going to go. Norman is definitely out. He posted something on his Instagram page just that he wants to be out there. He just didn't get medically cleared. So the rest of the guys, I mean, we talked about Rob Kelly, Bashaud Breeland, Trent Williams. We'll know more as it gets closer to game time. But if I had to guess, I think the plan is for all those guys to play. Breeland will be interesting to see, you know, once he gets out on the field, starts testing that knee.
Breeland playing is a good story, but to your point, playing well is what matters, and that's where I'm concerned. What do we know about how he's feeling?
He was, I mean, Grant, you know Breeland a little bit. He's not a guy that tells you a heck of a lot one way or the other. He's like, oh, I'm fine. So we'll just have to see. I mean, he's a really tough dude, and he's got a track record of getting up and going the following week after injuries that look like he's going to miss significant time. I don't think they'll put him out there if they don't think he is right for the job, though. I mean, the staff feels a lot of comfort in their depth, and I think if Breeland says he's good to go, but the trainers or the coaches don't think he can go all the way, I don't think they would hesitate to, you know, I get they'd probably have to go to the rookie Fabian Moreau because Quentin Dunbar is going to be in there in place of Josh Norman. And the way he's been playing, I don't think it makes a lot of sense to move Kendall Fuller out of the slot in their nickel coverage. I think he would probably stay there.
American guitarist, composer, and producer John Petrucci Finley. Give me over-under targets for Josh Doctson, 3.5. Do we finally see more involvement, or is it still just once they get in the red zone, he gets one look, and that's all she wrote?
4 catches on the year. On the year, yeah. For that guy. It's remarkable. 3.5 targets tonight. I think tonight is the game where the offense is really focused on Jameson Crowder and Jordan Reed. It's a good number. I would say right at 3 or 4, but he should get him more. I'll give you an over. And I'm also really mad I don't have my list of famous DRs in front of me because I'm standing in a cheesesteak store parking lot right now.
That's my guy.
I'll be grading the cheesesteak that you posted online, by the way, in moments. Just know that I'm not happy about your cheese selection. It will be a very
low
grade.
Dude, in Philly, you got to get cheese whiz.
He's a JP. You're 100% right.
Incorrect. I'll give you one of the other options, which is superior, when we get to that part of the conversation.
Whiz, always whiz.
Luckily, I'm going
in
to coach
Philly, you got to go whiz.
Both of you up on this. As far as the defense goes, I'm going to ask you what I asked Chris Russell earlier. Can they stop the run without Jonathan Allen?
We're going to find out. I think the loss of John Allen is massive for this team. I think Preston Smith is off to a career year. He already has as many sacks through five games as he did last year through 16. Matt Ioannidis has been tremendous. Now, a lot of that is these guys work really hard and they're having good years, and their success isn't necessarily dependent on Jonathan Allen playing alongside of them, but I think having Allen out there helps a heck of a lot. Not to mention, the Eagles couldn't run the ball week one. The Eagles have since found their run game. LeGarrette Blount is averaging 6 yards a carry in their last four games. So the Eagles have figured out how to run it, and the Redskins are going to be trying to figure out how to stop the run without their best run stuffer. That's a bad recipe for tonight.
At JP Finley NBCS. That is the Twitter account for our guest, JP Finley. Harry Potter's father, James Potter Finley. They couldn't contain Carson Wentz when he got out of the pocket and caused havoc. That's the big offensive production that came in that first Philadelphia game. He's done that to a bunch of teams. What's the recipe tonight in terms of, is it up to Tom Sula to diagnose it? Is it a Greg Minuski production now to keep him in the pocket? Because I think if you do that, you got a shot tonight. If you don't, he escapes. All hell's going to break loose. What's the recipe here?
It's one of those things you'd love to think it's a game plan thing, but Carson Wentz has been doing this now for six games and doing it very well. He's a mobile quarterback. I know that folks see a 6'5 white dude, they don't think of a mobile quarterback, but you watch him play, he can run around. I think a lot of it comes down to the guys on the outside, to Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith, to try to maintain their edges on the perimeter, but it's easier said than done because those guys are going as hard as they can to get sacks. And sometimes that can be counterproductive when you're trying to hold an edge and get to the quarterback.
Zach Ertz in his career against the Redskins has just annihilated this defense. He's got 54 catches, 531 yards, and that's in nine games. There's two tight ends ever with more catches against the Redskins, Jason Witten and Jackie Smith, and they've played in 27 and 28 games. And there's only two active players in the entire league with more catches against the team, and that's Witten and Dez Bryant, who's got almost 60 in 12 games. What's the plan against Zach Ertz?
Dude, I saw all those numbers this morning. Dave Zingaro covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly up here, kind of my counterpart. And those numbers are staggering. I mean, when you see it like that, you know, I've known Zach Ertz is a good player, but to have that much success in a relatively short time frame is really pretty remarkable. The plan, ideally they have one. In the past, it seems like they haven't really focused on Ertz, and he's crushed them. I think tonight you'd like to think that they work on that and kind of game plan specifically for him. Zach Brown, Mason Foster should be able to help. Maybe they can lean on the safeties. You know, they didn't get a ton out of Monte Nicholson week one. He has since become a big part of the game plan. Maybe he can help. We'll see you this evening.
One time major league catching prospect J.P. Arencibia. Finley, give me – you're around this team every day. Terrell Pryor's on this one-year prove-it deal, and he's not proven. And if I'm him in his camp, I'm regretting that I turned down a multi-year contract worth a lot more money to do this one-year investment in myself where I'm not getting the football, I'm not really getting open, I'm not catching it when it comes. What's his kind of status here? Is there a chance that this may spiral in a negative direction for somebody that by all accounts is a pretty good dude, but he's got to be pretty frustrated, and likewise us on the outside are frustrated his lack of production. Where's he at? Give me a state of the union for Terrell Pryor.
You know, he kind of keeps to himself a little bit with the media. He's not a guy we go over there every day to try to talk to, and he really wants to be putting more out there on the field. Is there some frustration there? There's got to be. I mean, like you said, we know there were multi-year, much more cash offers on the table, and I'm almost curious if we're getting to a point. Jay Gruden keeps saying he's going to get Josh Doctson on the field more. At some point, that might mean less of Terrell Pryor. If you want Doctson out there, and we know they love Ryan Grant, and this season Grant's been very good for them, and he's starting to become. If you watch against the Niners, Grant had a few really big catches on third downs. You can tell Kirk's really starting to trust him, and they're going to have Ryan Grant out there. They love Jamison Crowder. If they're going three wideouts with Jordan Reed out there, maybe that means you put Doctson out there instead of Pryor. His route running has not been crisp throughout the season. If there's anything Kirk Cousins is, he's a precise quarterback, and he's exacting in what he wants from his wideouts. You watch it every day in practice. He'll move a guy 2 feet over away from a hash for a certain play call. I mean, he talks about all of that with such specificity that he's not getting it from one of his guys, and that might impact how often he looks to him.
J.P. Finley, great use of specificity, which is not easy to say mid-sentence. Thought you did well on that.
That's a tough word, man. It sticks up on you with all the C's and F's right in the middle.
There's a lot going on there.
Specificity.
It's an easy one to fumble.
Yeah, but you held on to it. Matt Jones, you are not.
Great job, man.
You mentioned earlier you think this is a Crowder-Reed game, J.P.? Are those guys still banged up? Are they still – I know they're not hurt. Are they playing through pain? Why aren't they producing at their normal levels?
Well, I think there's a couple things with Crowder. I think he was much more hurt than we all kind of realized, dealing with both the hamstring and a hip issue. And then they're also just throwing the ball less. I mean, they're really committed to running the football. And in turn, that's just less throws for Kirk Cousins. It's less targets for Jameson Crowder. Jordan Reed, frankly, I don't know that he's going to get to 100%. He said maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he said that this injury is the worst he's ever played with. And that includes a guy that played with a separated shoulder last year. So I think he's in pretty considerable pain. His blocking, he's never really been known for his blocking, and I think it's been particularly poor at times this year. And I think some of that is pain in engaging because it's the center of his body. It's his chest and his ribs. But I do think we saw that flash of Jordan Reed dominating early in the Niners game, and I think that is what Gruden wants to get going again tonight, but not just early, throughout the whole game.
Supporting actor in the film Ernest Joins the Army, Jeffrey Pillars Finley. Always appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Cheese whiz in Philadelphia. It's a must.
Every time.
Provolone, dude. You throw it right on the meat. It melts. It Whiz. Forms like a little tarp, a net, so to speak, over the meat so deliciously. Whiz is disgusting.
Dude, I just told Dar that Mitch, who I'm with, who's sitting next to me, got provolone, and I chastised him for it because we're in Philadelphia.
You're in Philadelphia.
And we're supposed to be cheese whiz.
Wrong.
When Mitch, in Rome.
Tell Mitch he did it correctly, and I'm proud of him.
When in Rome, Ron Burgundy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, later, guys.
Great See you, info as always. There's J.P. Finley, NBC Sports Washington. Let's give you a Redskins spotlight next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.